Advantage. I'm guest hosting through tomorrow for Jerry. And if you just joined us, we're talking about a 9-year-old boy in North Carolina who took a My Little Pony backpack to school, was bullied over the backpack, beaten. Hey, kids knocked him to the ground and beat him, and the school suggested that he not bring the backpack to school anymore because it was a trigger for bullying. And his mother feels like they're making excuses and blaming her son for the bullying. So we're asking whether you agree, and you are free to call us at 888-455-1360. Let's go to Sean in Green Bay. Hi, Sean. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I don't think there's anyone that's going to say the bully shouldn't be punished. And I'm fairly certain they are. What I would like to say, though, is the way the mom made her comments, it tells me one of two things. It's that either she's very ignorant of reality or she's purposely using her son as a tool to make a political point. And she should be very ashamed about that.
Is that the perception that you're getting, that that's what she's doing here?
To me, yes, because I mean, you got to be I think it's fairly stupid to think that if you're going to send your son to school like that, that he's not, that nothing is going to be said to him. I mean, yeah, I'm all for, like, you know, he should be able to do that, but to also expect that nothing's going to be said to him at all.
You're saying that she should have known that with a young boy with a backpack like that, that somebody would say something.
Yes.
So what would you say to your child if this was if this was your 9-year-old son? What would you say to him?
If he wants to wear, or if he wants to be into My Little Pony, I think, you know, he can do that at home. But if he's going to go into that public setting like that, where she knows as a parent that he's going to be taking grief for it, I don't think that she should purposely be letting him do that.
I follow what you're saying. You're saying she should have run a little interference for him on this issue. It's an interesting thought. Let's get to Cora in Green Bay. Hi, Cora. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
Okay. I agree with parts of what every caller has said, but I also agree parents need to step up and be more involved with their children. I got a whiff of my child being this. My children are in middle school. That would never fly. I would go to school every day and be with my child. I would be on that school board and hounding them. That would not fly with anything that our family stands for. Parents need to step up. Parents need to get involved. Not look at their children like angels, because it does happen. Children are cruel regardless of the age.
There's a lot of truth to that. And what this mother has done, she's actually now, she's homeschooling her son as a result of this.
I don't know if I would homeschool, because this children still needs to be involved in communicating with other people and social skills, things like that. But the parents need to step up. Parents need to know what their kids are doing, know where they are at all times. And yes, I was terrified of my parents when I was growing up. I'm not saying kids need to be terrified of their kids, but kids need to be disciplined, and they need to know what's right and wrong.
Yeah, that's a great point, that kids need to know the discipline is on the way when they're involved in bullying like this. So many great points. We'll get to your call coming up. Thanks for letting me join you. I'm Greg Belfridge, and you're listening to The Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry here. Well, I am in lovely Kalamazoo, Michigan for my company, doing some business here. I did, however, want to keep you up to date on my success with Proactive Weight Loss.